And sometimes you might have an insect with powder that might come off in your hands.
Once I'm off.
What might get into your clothes?
Moths.
And a kind of bug that lights up at night is a...
lightning bug.
Would you ever hear that called anything else at all?
Probably have, but offhand I don't know any other name for it.
What about, it's another kind of insect that people say eats mosquitoes. Would you ever hear that?
Mosquito hawk.
I wonder if you don't know if they really eat mosquitoes or not.
I don't know whether they do either. Mm. But it's a bigger thing. It looks like a mosquito, except it's much larger.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever hear of a dragonfly?
I've heard of dragonflies.
What would that be? How would you describe it?
Well, a dragonfly looks much like a mosquito hawk. It's that kind. It's more like a mosquito than a fly.
Mm-hmm.
It's larger, probably a little bit larger than a mosquito hawk. Probably the same family.
What kinds of stinging insects would you know?
Stinging?
Mm-hmm.
Mosquitoes, bees, wasps, hornets.
Would you ever know of something like a wasp that builds nests, maybe under the side of a roof, or it builds them out of mud?
Well, that's wasps do that.
Mm-hmm. And, well, sometimes they, there's something like a wasp, but it doesn't sting. And they build nests with kind of cocoon-like things. And
wasps and hornets do it, but they both sting, and I wouldn't touch one of them.
What's a kind of that might build nests in the ground? And Georgia Tech has a football team named the Yellow...
Yellow Jackets? Yeah, heard of Yellow Jackets. That's of the bee family.
What's something that might fly around at night and bite?
Mosquitoes.
And a small insect that might burrow into your skin and raise welts if you walk through the woods.
It's a chigger, red bug.
What kinds of insect might hop around in the ground in the spring or summer?
Grasshoppers and crickets.
What might you find stretched across the corners of a room when it hasn't been cleaned?
Cobweb.
Sometimes outside, if you were walking in the woods, you might see something stretched maybe between two trees.
Spiderweb.
Would you ever call it a cobweb?
Well, it's the same thing.
Would one be more likely to be inside than outside?
Well, usually inside you call them cobwebs, outside they're spider webs.
The part of a tree underneath the ground is called the...
root.
A kind of tree you might get syrup from is a...
maple tree.
A kind of tree with broad leaves, which are shed all at one time, with bark that peels, and little knobs or balls that fall off.
Oak tree.
What would be some common trees that you might run into around here?
Pine trees, scrub oak, blackjack oak, live oak.
What would a blackjack oak be?
It's just a wild oak. It's a smaller tree and a smaller leaf than a live oak. A live oak is a very large tree.
It's kind of a legend about George Washington cut down a
cherry tree.
What kinds of poisonous things, little shrubs, might you want to stay away from in the woods if you were